Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
We'll get to your text to 51551 in just a short while, but targeted tax relief is needed to keep landlords in the sector. That's according to research by the Irish Property Owners Association, and their spokesperson, Maurice Deverill, joins me now on the line. Maurice, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thank you very much for inviting us.
What's your contention here?
The contention is this, is that we're losing an awful lot of landlords. We're hemorrhaging landlords. According to the CSO, we've, apart from losing 15,000 landlords, we've lost 64,000 units over 4 years between 2017 and 2021. That's 16,000 units a year. There's 275,000 units left, and at this rate, in 17 years' time, there'll be no private rental sector.
So how much and of a tax relief do you think would keep them in business?
We think 25% is a fair tax relief, because we have a high tax economy for individuals and we have a low tax economy for corporates. And institutional investors are currently paying an effective rate of 0%. Cormac, just imagine for a moment, right, that the government decided to change the tax rate for landlords to 0%. Suddenly, a lot more landlords would come into the market. Suddenly, there would be a lot more supply. And where you have more supply, the rents then would drop. So it would be a win-win-win for everybody. But obviously, the government are not going to give us 0%. No,
imagine, Maurice, if they were to charge all workers in the country 0%. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It would, absolutely. But at the same time, all workers in the country who pay tax end up, they get reliefs for that. They get something for it. I pay PRSI. I don't get anything. I don't even get my teeth cleaned.
But do you know what I mean? It's a fanciful suggestion.
Well, yeah, it was just to imagine the idea.
But even to reduce tax, the contention that you put forward, you're asking government and the rest of us to reduce the tax you're charged by half. Is that fanciful?
Yes, and also to increase the REIT charge up to half, that every property that's let out, we provide exactly the same services REITs. They get it for 0%, we pay 50-odd percent on it. Mm. What we're suggesting is that anybody who puts a roof over somebody's head gets a 25% rate.
Do you really
it's not sustainable
really
the way it's going, because landlords are leaving all the time.
I wonder, is it fair to compare you and REITs or institutional investment that provide rental properties? Because they are extremely expensive.
They are extremely expensive.
But property owners have followed suit by increasing rents. But the difference is, I suppose, that by and large, institutional accommodation is of a good standard because it's new and it's well maintained. Can you say that for all of your association members?
I can't say it for 100% of association members. And the same way you can't say the same thing about 100% of REITs either, because I'm sure that there are some apartments that have got damaged over time. But at the end of the day, we provide probably a cheaper thing than REITs, a more affordable thing. There's only a certain amount of people in this country that can afford 3,000, 4,000 for an apartment in Dublin. It's a very limited supply of people and they need to have very good jobs to be able to afford that. But the average person on the street, Cormac, can't afford €4,000 rents.
Oh my
so
God,
that
no,
is
hang
the
on,
private
you've
landlord
done your, you've
and
done
there's
your
a
best,
secondary
Morris.
Point to this.
Yeah, you've
there's
done your best to follow them in terms of increasing rents, though.
Well, no, look, the market, if a lot more landlords come into the market and there's more supply, rents will drop. This is what happened in 2012, recall. So the more supply you have, the more it'll actually drop. And from that point of view, that's why we believe that it's the fairest system between the pair of us, is with them on 0% and us at 50-odd percent. The 25% might keep some landlords in the market.
Would it not be better to increase the tax that's charged on REITs as opposed to lowering what's charged on mom-and-pop landlords?
Well, no, not necessarily, because REITs will only operate in very high-density areas. You won't get a REIT in Athy in County Kildare, but people in Athy need to live. So you need private landlords who can offer a service throughout the country. rather than purely in the high density areas.
Are you chancing your luck here in one sense? Because your property owners have ridden the market wave, driven by REITs perhaps in some locations in the country. You have increased rents, some would say to an extortionate rate. There is big appreciation in terms of the capital product that you have, the price of the house, which you could offload and make a lot of appreciation on. So you're getting butter on both sides, aren't you?
No, we're not. The capital appreciation side, bear in mind that if you look at people who bought in 2006 and 2007, they probably still are in negative equity. So the capital appreciation is not a thing that can be guaranteed by any means. It moves up and moves down. But obviously, as the tax rate drops down, if it drops down to 25%, it would increase supply. It would be far better for tenants. Because at present for tenants, this is not even good for tenants because they've got a limited supply. Mm-hmm. They've got no choice of where to go. And it's a lot more difficult now for a tenant to find a property. And they have to have all the references and the bank accounts and everything else up to date.
I suppose, finally, can I ask you, if the tax relief were to be given to property owners, I assume rents would fall then?
Well, I would no, because we have now 8 years, I wouldn't expect so, because most rents are behind market value. And because we've had 8 years, since 2015, we've had rent controls in of one kind or another. And because of that, we are
you're
way
saying,
behind.
You're saying you want to reduce the tax that you pay, and you're not going to reduce the rent on the struggling renter. I mean, come on.
I can't say, because so many properties are behind the market rent, that is why they're getting it. That is one of the reasons why a lot of landlords are getting out. It's to try and bring the thing up to a reasonable level. Look, the market will only pay what it'll pay, like 2012 when rents dropped because there was more supply than people looking for.
Bring it up to a reasonable level. I mean, what level is reasonable? Where, I mean, some people are being charged 3,000 euro
You can't really say what's reasonable in Dublin.
At the same time,
in 2012, rents dropped because there was more units available than there was tenants. And if we had a lower tax rate, you'd have more landlords, you'd have more supply, the rents would drop.
Okay. Well, look, you've made your case. Let's see if listeners agree with you, Maurice. Some will, some won't. Maurice Deverill, spokesperson for the Irish Property Owners Association. Thank you very much for joining us in the programme.